You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride Across Podcast.
So, hey, it's the Ride or Cry podcast. It's just Morgan. This is the first time I'm doing it by myself. And it's the first time. So because what we're going to do now is interview and talk to people that we really like and we're really interested to. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the emo realm, or it doesn't have to be in any other fucking places. So I brought in my friend Miller, who goes by Pretty Puke. And it's cool because I've been following him for a while. I asked him to take pictures of Emo Night, yeah. which came out fucking.
I like them a lot,
dude. They're awesome. Well, dude, I was really, really, I was actually pretty hesitant about asking you, mm-hmm. just because of I didn't think that you would do it.
No, I usually just stopped kind of shooting people for a while, but you know, it's something I love taking photo, and I usually, if I like you, I'll say yes, but I'm very much like a punk about it.
Yeah.
And just say no to a lot of people.
Which is what we do too. We do that too. So, and like, I understand that. And so it's always like really, I ask a lot of people that I really like, and I ask them to like do art for us and then to shoot us and do all these things where I'm like, I really, really like their work, but I'm at this, and I'm sure you can relate, like where it's like you don't, I mean, I don't think that anything that we do is amazing or good or incredible or anything.
I do.
That you do?
No, I said I think what you do.
See, that's amazing. But like that, and so I have that mentality of being like,
home.
You know, like being like, we're not good enough for this mm-hmm. person to shoot us.
But some people aren't meant to like kind of cross worlds, I feel like. And I'm very anal about that. And I just kind of like don't want to cross someone's world if it's not something I feel like would be appropriate.
Yeah, and that's why what I do is I try, I mean, especially for Ride or Cry and Emo Night, I think we try and push boundaries about like what actually, you know, is, it's a really easy thing to just hit the nail on the head. Mm. And it's really easy, like there's an easy way out with this Emo Night stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there really is, like swoopy hair, fucking, you know, studded. But is that a fucking photo ID of me?
No, I think that's Andrew.
Oh, he's got like
he's everywhere.
He's everywhere. But like, I fucking, you know, it's a really easy thing to just be like sad, crying, et cetera, et cetera. Like it's really easy. Like and it's the same thing I think with a lot of genres and a lot of art and a lot of everything. And what I don't want for Emo Night is to limit how many people can see that you can make cool art with everything and everybody that's willing to do it. So again, like my fear was that you were going to be like, you know what, dude, not for me.
No, I mean, like I said, you guys are doing something special, and I grew up like with a lot of that music, so it really hits home. I'm 31, so yeah. I was very like into all of that as a kid. So when I found out about you guys and what you were doing, I was just like, man, this is really cool. I think it's probably my favorite thing that's come out in the last 10 years. It's just so cool.
Well, we just, you know, we try really, really hard to make it cool and make it special and make it different. And like, and a lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes about like, you know, about my fear of asking somebody that I really like to be like, hey, will you do these things for us? And
yeah.
It's just like, you know, people think that this is just something that happens and they don't realize like the shame and fear and guilt if somebody's right. like, not, you know what, dude, not for me, because it's happened, you know what I mean?
Totally.
But like, it's not, this isn't about me. This is, this one isn't about me. I just wanted to, I have a locust. Dude, I've seen the locust 3 times.
And I love Justin Pearson. I think he's a genius in everything that he does.
Every time I've seen him, I've thrown up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it's just
they're supposedly playing soon and making songs. You need to fucking put them on something.
I would love, dude. Yeah,
that'd be
wild. Every time I've seen him, I've thrown up because I've been too fucked. Like, it's like, you know, it's so fast and so quick. Yeah. And like, there's so much lights. And like, every time I've seen him, I've been like, fucked. you know? So I was like just in my head, I'll just lean over and throw up.
No, totally. I mean, I'm sober now, but I just remember getting so weird. I saw them at a post. It was like this weird venue that used to be a post office, and I saw them years ago. My first time seeing them was with Cannibal Corpse.
Are you in LA?
In the Valley, actually. In the Valley? And I just like threw up everywhere because I was just like wasted.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking, like, that was, that was a beautiful time for music.
Oh, definitely.
I grew up in Tucson. I actually grew up with, in the same place that Andrew did, in Tucson.
I feel like you're too cool for Tucson. It's so weird there.
Here's the thing, Tucson.
Is there a cool scene?
Yeah, it really is. It really, really is, but you have to dig for it.
It gets a bad rap.
You have to dig for it. It's really, and it's, I don't know, you know, a lot of hardcore came out of there. Mm. A lot of, like, it is a small town. It's a fucking really, really, yeah. Like, honestly, I don't even think those do anything. Okay. So,
I just keep adjusting. Yeah, this. The last time I did a podcast, it was way shittier than this. This is legit, but I just don't know.
Well, like, you want to know what? I was so fucked for a lot. Like, when podcasts first came out, I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand what it meant. I didn't understand, like, what that was. I was like, so you mean just people talk? Like,
I'm there with you. I'm right there.
You know, like, dude, I was so fucked that I didn't know who Lil Wayne was. When I got sober, I had no idea who Lil Wayne was.
I love you. That's rad.
Because I just fucking sat in my room. I did my own thing. I sat in my car, you know, you fucking sit in your car and nod, and like, you just don't pay attention to anything. And
it's true.
The reason why I actually grew to really, really like these is because when I did sit in my car and got all fucked up, I would turn on the radio. It had like one of those Sirius XM, like external things where you would like put the, I don't know. I spent like, you know, $100 on it. And I was like, it was a big purchase because you can get a fucking bag for like 60. And I was like, oh, you know what I mean? So it's like,
we're going there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're it doesn't matter. I don't, cool. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So this is my thing.
Let's talk about it.
And so the reason why I ended up really liking this stuff was because, those grew to be like my only friends, like the people that I listened to on the radio, you know, would. And so I thought podcast was radio. I had no idea. I still kind of don't understand what the what the fucking difference is.
It's so omnipresent now. It's like everywhere and such a thing.
And
everybody's
can
doing
do it.
It.
Yeah. And which is great. Like, it is great. Like, I think that it's really important for people to be like, I have a lot to say. I'm going to say it on this. And anybody could. So, I mean,
it's just a derivative of just like other online communities. I think it's great. And it's like, they're just, everybody's creating their own world of conversation, and it's great.
What was the other podcast you did?
I did this guy, Josh Boyd. He did Hot Bodies and he would do the same thing. Invite people that, he liked. And I used to be in bands and do all that. And
what kind of stuff would you do in bands?
Used to do like electro punk. I was really into, you know, emo and hardcore.
Hey,
and
do you know the band Bark Bark Bark?
Yes. Kay. Bark Bark Bark.
That's the dude that runs Ride or Cry is Bark Bark Bark. It's Jacob.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Jacob.
That's crazy. I remember that band.
Yeah, he did. He's not.
What else is he? Was he in? After
he was in Waves. He played drums in Waves.
Oh, he did.
But he grew up with us in Tucson as well.
That's wild.
It's everybody that like. Because here's what happens there. Nothing to do, right? Mm. Start bands, do drugs, shoot guns in desert.
Yeah, it's so boring there.
That's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you make your own fun, and in a lot of ways that like, you know, when you grow up with nothing, you have your imagination to make everything. And so like, therefore a lot of good music, a lot of good art, and a lot of like,
you have more time, I feel like, when you're in this desolate area.
Yeah, you grew up here?
I grew up in Sherman Oaks in the Valley. So it's almost like the suburban urban fucking suburb.
I like Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do. When I first moved to LA, I was like, you know, you had an LA area code, so I thought that Sherman Oaks was LA, so I just moved to like wherever it was.
818, it's like the best area code.
Yeah, well, I had no idea that you had to go like down Laurel Canyon or like fucking Coldwater.
Other side of the hill.
I had no idea. I just thought that like I was in there because like my postal code was like LA, California, you know? I had no idea. So like my first taste of like LA was actually
the Valley.
The Valley, yeah.
Home of like the porn industry, mind you.
Which did that just start? Like,
no,
or was that always been
that
like
was
that?
Always a thing, man. I used to live around tons of porn houses. You could see them. The windows are frost. There's constant lighting being set up outside and inside. And, yeah. You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, that's what it's known for.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it like? Was that, do you think, a little
Can
bit?
Can I say something? I feel like we both have ADD. ADHD.
Well, no, we're going to stay on a topic for about 3 seconds and then change.
I love it. It's okay, not, so it's easy to cut.
Like, I don't care. How does it work? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm so bad at speaking just like in a linear sense.
Me too. Well, that's why do you think I do so much shit? Like, yeah. It's like I'll like get really, really,
I think, in fragments, and
which is fine. most people that I've met that I really, really like are also do the same
but
thing.
But I could hold the conversation. I'm fucking with you, but it's just great. I feel like we're kind of like-minded in the sense that we're gonna have a very roller coaster of a conversation.
Well, that's why I wanted to do this with you. The fucking when I met you, I was like, oh,
you're like, wow, he's normal.
I was like, oh, I can talk to this person, and like it's not like there's no, you know, when you talk to people and it feels forced.
Definitely very contrived and just not like,
we have to do that all the time. You have
it's
to
not
do
fluid.
That all the time, and like, and especially in like music industry and entertainment industry.
Oh yeah, man, believe me.
Really hard for me to like sit through a thing,
especially when you're not interested in the person or what they do. I mean, that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. It's like kind of why you are started to. Did you? I mean, you were the first. I know a little bit about you. I know a little bit about mm-hmm, you. I know, mm-hmm. But I don't know a lot about you. And I think mm-hmm. that is a really
kind of mysterious in a way. I like to be behind the scenes and not really be in the limelight. But yeah. I have to force. It's you know, it's like. You have to, you know, you have, in order to make these connections and be able to kind of succeed in life, you have to put yourself out there.
A
little
bit.
It's something that I know I have to do, yeah. And I don't want to kind of fall through the cracks. So yeah. I force myself to do it every now and then.
I don't think that with somebody's like talent and style like you, I don't think that you're one of those people that would ever fall through the cracks. I think you're always going to be relevant and you're always going to be prevalent. But I think that, especially now when there are so many people doing what mm-hmm. you do, what I do, mm-hmm. what everybody does. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it is important we have to push ourselves a little bit. As much as I don't want, dude, if I could fucking delete every social thing that I have, I would.
But I miss can't. Those days. No, you can't. You, it's like, you don't exist. Like, there's been so many times where I want to delete my Facebook, but like, you just don't exist.
You
or
don't
if
exist.
You don't post like a, like, almost every day, or like, I'm someone that doesn't post in all my social media right a lot of the times, but you really don't exist.
Yeah,
it's really wild.
And especially for people like you, who are like, you do freelance stuff. Like,
yeah,
you do,
I'm
freelance
artist.
So it's like, if you get hired from like an Interscope and they're like, all right, so we got this dude, mm-hmm. We got to see his work. Where is it? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You have to like put it out a little bit.
Yeah, and especially also if you go to these places and like I said, it's all about a vibe. And like, if you're this fucking weirdo that can't be in a room with like these normal business types or like these like non-artists, it's just not gonna happen, you know.
Do you find that it's like a compromising thing, like when you have to do that, like is it like a compromise?
Definitely,
for you,
because
be?
I'm someone that's just so low-key, and I'm a doer, you know. I don't like to talk about myself or what I do. I just kind of like to fucking make noise and have people pay for it.
which I appreciate you coming in here and actually talking about stuff. The reason why I actually asked you in, you're like, oh, I'm sober, and I was like, okay, we think the same about a lot of stuff. Like, yeah. I found that like,
it's hard for me to admit that now, but it's great because I'm trying to kind of find a new wolf pack of,
yeah.
of people that I could relate to.
I didn't realize actually how many people were and how many people.
So like, it's almost like they're embarrassed to say, because everybody is like fucked up now,
dude,
or wants to be fucked up
or like
party.
It's a weird, we're living in a weird time for like mental health stuff and like sobriety,
man.
And like drug addiction.
I'm
and
an
shit.
Advocate for that shit. I mean, I think everybody should be very vocal and open about it.
Well, I've never met one person that isn't fucking crazy in their own way.
Oh, definitely.
We all have
our problems.
I've never met one person, maybe besides my sister, who I'm like, you are completely normal. Like, there is nothing absolutely wrong with you.
I have two sisters. One I could say the same, and the other one is definitely a little weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I rarely do I meet somebody where it's like they're the way that they think or the way that they view things or the way that they is really, really normal or level-headed, or like, you know, it's a really strange, like,
it's
right
amazing.
Now
I envy those people when
me
I meet them.
Me
sometimes
too.
I'm like, I wish I could be you. Sometimes I wish I wasn't an artist, you know, because it's just so stressful.
Dude, it's a it's one of those weird gift and curse things, and the same thing about being a drug addict.
Yeah, like what? No, totally. I agree 100%.
Like, if I didn't think the way that I did, I wouldn't probably be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I probably wouldn't have caused so much wreckage and so much, like, pain. And
you need to hit that low, man, to evolve.
Yeah, it's a weird... And we always will. And, like, sometimes... Dude, I've hit my lowest in sobriety. Like, I've hit... Like, I've been sober and, like, hit the lowest that I've ever been. And, like, get yourself out of that is a fucking... Now, that's a... Yeah. That... You're like, I have nothing.
Especially when you're sober. I just feel like you're constantly walking the line.
Always. Dude, yeah. It's like, it's... It's a... Because we know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know how to not feel the way that we want to feel. Like, we know how to be... someone here?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. Babs or TJ or...
I don't know. Some guy with curly hair. He looked cool. He had a tie-dye shirt.
Oh, Dave. Yeah. Dave. Dave, so what you were asking before is, like, how we got this spot is... This is... This used to be the old FYF offices.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, nice.
So you guys just scooped it?
Well, they're still in there, but they're not FYF anymore.
Did Golden Boys take it over?
By FYF.
Yeah, right.
So, but now Dave and then the other Dave who works for FYF started their own thing, which is like it's cool. But they work in there. We like do a shared off. But this is pretty much all of this is Emo Night, Emo Ride, Night. Ride or Cry.
Really cool. Yeah. What's Ride or Cry and Emo Night the same thing? Or not, I was confused by it.
Yeah, they're not the same thing at all. So they help each other go hand in hand, but they're different LLCs. So it's like Ride or Cry does we're a creative agent, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, but you know, it gives us room to like do
other things,
a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah, so we do digital, we do like,
so under the umbrella of Ride or Cry there's all these like other things.
Yeah, yeah. And Emo Night's its own separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like
its own monster.
Yeah, it's fucking dude, it's a lot. It's like, yeah, it's a lot. I'm sure. It's a lot of stuff. But
I love your team. You guys are really cool.
Yeah, you were said. You're like, you thought you'd be, you guys, yeah, would, you be guys fucking would be dicks.
Pricks at stuff. Yeah.
No, dude, we're just like, here's the thing. We just came up. I never went to school. Mm. Like, I mean, and TJ and Babs did.
Mm.
Like, they had to teach me how to email.
Oh, wow.
Like, they had to teach you. I didn't know.
So you're very, like, primitive with technology. I could, yeah, I could relate on some sense.
Yeah.
Like, very analog.
Well, I just didn't know how to be professional the thing. Like, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea how to, like, fuck. And I still, in a lot of ways, like, don't. And I do things the way that I want to do them, which is, like, I want to do a little bit about, like, how you got... I know I read a couple interviews, but I think for the people that are listening to this, I think it'd be cool to give them a little bit of background on, like, how you got started.
I don't really talk about it a lot. It's been a while, but we could start at the beginning. And yeah. Where do we start?
What do you think is, like, the most interesting and what people haven't heard and what they can't read? Like, I think
there's so much. My life, you know, like I said, I'm 31. I've been through so fucking much. And there's just so many stories to tell, but I don't mind starting at the beginning at all.
I don't mind hearing it from the beginning.
I was surprised you asked me, honestly.
The first time I ever heard about, it was really polarizing the first time that I heard about you.
Really?
Because I had an ex-girlfriend who hated your stuff.
I have tons of people that hate it.
She fucking hated it.
There's no gray area with me.
No, which is awesome. You love it or hate it. It's awesome. Yeah. That's great. It's the exact way that I'd want people to think about me.
That's cool.
I left a date.
That's why I like you. You're cool.
Dude, I left a date one time because I was like, I had an existential crisis because...
Mid-date.
Because like I...
The worst time
because I was like, I somehow thought about like how I would never want people to not care about, well, like they're like, yeah, I'm working out, like, I don't care, like I could take him or leave him. That's mm-hmm. not the way that I wanted to be. I wanted someone to either really really love me or fucking hate me.
I love it.
And yeah, so
I could so relate.
And I had to dip.
You and me are very much alike. I think that's why I gravitated is when I met you, I was like, wow, like I like usually I have a guard up, but like for some reason I felt like some sort of connection.
Yeah, it's true.
I felt a connection.
Oh, dude, I feel that way a lot. I felt that way about you. That's why I ask you to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't ask everybody that we fucking work with
it's
to do
just
this
so
shit.
Easy to, you know, some people vibe and some don't, and especially with guys, you know what I mean? It's just with dudes, especially at our age, it's like you could really sense it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
don't get along with this person, or this guy seems like someone I could definitely just have a coffee with, or You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's exactly essentially what we're doing.
So, like, the first time I ever heard about you, my ex girlfriend was like, "I fucking hate that guy." Like, I fucking.
But she still lurked my work.
She knew it. She knew it, yeah. Right? Yeah. And then the next person that brought you up was like, "Oh, dude, he's a fucking genius." Like, yeah. I fucking love that. And I was like, those were the first two times that I ever heard about you. And after that, I was like, well, I should probably fucking see what this guy's doing. Yeah. And then ever since then, I've been following and like seeing what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously, like, I was like, oh, my ex-girlfriend was wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, which is fine, because she was wrong about a lot of shit. Oh, so okay. I was like, but I like, how I want you to like, yeah, how start.
I guess I could start when I first picked up a camera, I guess. This goes back to the MySpace days.
Which is, I think, really important for the people that listen to this.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely started in the MySpace days where I was talking to this girl for a very long time. And this was right at the beginning, you know, in its infancy. And, you know, I didn't know about angles and, like, people, you know, girls yeah, kind of like, you know, I just didn't. And I was talking to this girl for a very long time. And then I finally had the balls to be like, we should meet up. You know, in those days, it wasn't as like
easy
to no, just kind of meet up. It wasn't as like common. And it was also kind of scary in the beginning. You just didn't know what you were going to get on the other side.
You had no idea about you couldn't look through their whole feed and be like, I know exactly what you do all day, every day.
Exactly. It was just a little different. And it was in the beginning. I was very boyish, even though I looked like an adult. You know, I was tall, lanky, but I was still such a kid. I was like 17.
Yeah.
And I met up with this girl who was a lot older than me. And she seemed cute and cool. And then we met and it just wasn't the person I thought I was talking to. And she was just like, I have no problem with like, I don't really have like a type. I'm all about vibes, and if you're a good person, you know,
yeah, I could you can like tell you that from your work.
Yeah, you know? I could I like you. I have a very well-rounded kind of sense of like what I like. Yeah. And but yeah, I just, she wasn't who I thought, especially when I was younger. I just kind of was like a fucking boy, mm-hmm. and very into a certain type and a dick. And but no, she just wasn't who I thought she was. And I was just so like, I didn't know what to do, and I wanted to get out of that situation as fucking fast as I could. And the day finally came to an end, and we still kept talking, and I just was kind of more standoffish. But she invited me to a party in Long Beach, and I had a couple older friends. I was like, yo, let's go to this party.
That's far away from Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, like, definitely. That's like, it was a mission.
When you're like 17 and you're like, I'm going to a party in like Long Beach. Yeah. Like, that's a fucking thing.
It was a mission. So I was like, let's go to Long Beach. And they're like, bro, that's like over like an hour away.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it'll be fun. Trust me. Like, this girl's sending me pictures of like all these girls that are there, and everybody looks super cute. Let's go. And we go, and it turns out she has this gorgeous house by the beach, and it just seems so fucking cool. And it turns out her dad was like a forensic photographer, right? He like shot like murder scenes and blood splatter and all this really crazy shit. And he had cameras everywhere in his office. So, you know, I get fucked up. I'm having fun. Blase, blase. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as the night's coming to a fucking end, I go into the dad's office and I steal one of his cameras.
Which fucking one?
It was just like a 35mm like fucking Canon Rebel or something like that. Yeah. And I there was film inside, but it wasn't fully exposed. So I just kind of shot up the rest of the roll.
Do you have the pictures that he had in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I have tons of photos that I had a bag of images that I took when I was like a kid, and I just uploaded them, but I kept them in like, I did not take care of them at all, so they're all over or underexposed and just kind of fucked up.
Well, also, you probably didn't know how to fucking use that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
I didn't know what I was doing at all. So then when I finally developed the roll, it was literally like half murder scenes and then like my friends like kind of doing their hair or just drinking sparks.
Do you have do you have those?
I have the images on my computer.
You have that first roll?
I still have images from that roll, I think. I It's definitely, if I ever make like a book, I definitely would love to share those images, just because they're so bad. Dude, compositions horrible. Like I was just very camera happy.
Dude, it's very special.
It definitely was. I see it as special now.
Now it's special. Mm-hmm. Like now these things, you can't ever, at the time, you're like, these are just bad pictures.
Yeah, they're so bad, but like it's just a time capsule. Sure. Like of just the times, yeah. And just what we look like and what we dress like. And it just really brings me back to, mm-hmm, like all those moments. And I really cherish, like I said, I was deceived in the MySpace, mm-hmm, thing with the girl, but yeah, like in the end, she, what I did kind of gave me a career and some cool.
You can never plan for that stuff. You can't. Those are the things that you can never plan. Some of the worst things in my entire life that have happened to me in the moment, I was like, this is absolutely terrible. And little did I know, it was
such a punk. Dude, stole her desk.
Yeah, which is fucking, you know what I mean? Shitty. Dude, none of that actually is surprising to me. Yeah, you know what I mean? None of that. Like, it's just, that's like, we just skipped right over that. Good story, right? I was like, oh yeah, no, dude, I've done, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the fucking, we've all petty theft, man.
Oh, totally. Like, it's fucking.
But as you were saying, sorry.
It's like one of the things, those things that, like, where you're like, this, you can never tell what's going to happen and how it's going to impact your. Like, I got fired from what I thought was my dream job, mm-hmm, like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way I'm coming back from this. Like, this is the worst thing. Like, I fucking just like, might as well just quit and go fucking do it, you know, like, yeah, work it fucking. And here we are today. And the reason why that exists is because we, you know, TJ and Babs quit. I got fired and here we are. Yeah. And so like what happened, what bloomed out of like what I thought was the worst thing that could ever happen to me turned into ultimately like my career. And one of the best things that's ever happened. I get to, like, if I hadn't gotten fired, I wouldn't have met you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And these, like, these.
I could tell just when I, just like, I could see it in your eyes or just like that you've been through shit. And like, I now hearing the way that you speak about what you do and stuff, I could tell you're so humble and grateful. You know what I mean? You're very grateful.
Dude, I am.
Which is cool.
I'm really happy about a lot of the things.
People forget about where they come from a lot of
dude,
the time.
Dude, I think it's really, really special to care about every single person. Like, we do what we can to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Like we do, which is funny because it's emo.
It's like almost like you're doing charity work.
It's like it's cool. And we do, and like it's everybody's like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm, mm-hmm, like, dude, thank you guys. Without the people that come to this and without the clients that we have, like, mm-hmm, we would just be like three kids playing music in a room, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know,
and which essentially what it was.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's all. That's like, exactly what it was. It was at the fucking shortstop, you know.
Yeah,
like 5 years.
And was ago. It like 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna doing a big one here in December. But
when I heard that, I was just like so happy for you guys, especially with probably when you guys started, you didn't think it would take off or anything, and it's really cool it's where it's at.
This is not.
I loved hearing about when you guys first started.
None of this like is planned.
Yeah,
none of this.
It wasn't pre-planned.
None of this.
There was no ulterior motives.
And I think that's why where we connect really well is like
it's genuine.
You didn't plan that.
Yeah,
you didn't plan to have that happen. You didn't plan to have that career. You didn't plan to steal that camera. You didn't plan to do all that shit. You just did what you naturally do.
Yeah.
And therefore came a career out of doing what you naturally do.
Naturally do. It's true.
And so like after that, you're like, oh shit, I developed these. Like, you know, like what now?
Yeah. I just kept. Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, of course.
I just kept doing it and doing it, but I was broke, so I couldn't afford to develop 35.
Like, yeah.
But I would make my friends, we would go to Ralph's and we would just all, because if we were going to go party or do some wild shit or take fucking Triple C, it was like these, we would all get high. Back then I would get high off this cough medicine called quercetin. It was like these red pills. And that's what we got.
Is it essentially like robo tripping?
Yeah, it's like essentially robo tripping. And that's what we got fucked up on. We would like get fucked up and go to Universal Studios and just kind of like fuck around and be maniacs, like high on this like.
How old were you then?
We were like 17.
Yeah.
Like, I
that's the time to do that.
Yeah, it was. When you're a kid, man, it's just like oblivion and it's just, we're all misfits and we're just doing what the fuck we want. And all of our, we all come from broken homes. Mm-hmm. So me and my group of friends were just like these crazy kids. We were just, I mean, I left my house when I turned 17, so I moved in with my friend Johnny, whose dad was like a drug dealer, and
yeah,
he didn't care if we went to school or
we
not.
We all got those Johnnies.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, Johnny. And yeah, so we would just all, I would make my friend steal film from Ralph's. I was like, yo, I want to document the night. Like, help me get some film, you know? And we would all just go in Ralph's and steal tons and tons and tons of film. Like, it was like 10 of us. So everybody was stealing film, black and white, color, everything. It didn't matter. And I was just loading and shooting and shooting. I lost a lot of it, but I still have a lot. I just developed like a huge bag. And it's just, I started to cry just because, like, that was a very tumultuous time in my life.
It's pure.
But I just remember struggling so much and not knowing what I was going to do in my life. I think that's why I was such an escapist, because like I was so scared of my future.
Well, and dude, there's nothing more dangerous than a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah. Like, and it's almost worse now, I feel like. It's sad. I have a young audience and I talk to a lot of kids, and it's really sad. Everybody's so lost and confused. Because there's just so much happening.
There's too much.
Like, they can't focus.
I know. It's really... it always brings me back to the same fucking thing about the internet. Like, it's such a good and bad place. Yes. I was talking to this morning about...
Blessing
and a curse. Everything. And it's how you take it. It's like, I was talking to a dude this morning. I applied to do, like, a charity work at a hospital. Like, mm-hmm. And I got... fucking I'm really self-aware. I know I look weird. I understand why they didn't... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was telling me, because he's like this gay dude that works at the fucking hospital, and he was like, well, fuck them. Like, fuck them. I was like, I get it. Like, I understand. And he was like, if they would have talked to you for this, this, and I was like, it's okay. I live in Los Angeles. I can do what I do. I have a job. This was just a thing. But imagine being in the fucking Midwest, feeling like how I feel and looking how I look and not having the internet and understanding that other people feel and look the same way as I do.
I get it.
Like, imagine that like 15 years ago, like feeling how like you're like, this is what I like. This is what I want to do. But now these kids actually see that there are other people that are like them. They can connect with people from all over the place that are like-minded. So
it's easier to connect now. Back then, it just was so hard.
Again, blessing, you know, blessing, on that side, blessing.
Yeah.
Curse. So much stuff to look at, so much stuff to think about, so much of like comparing yourself.
Everything's just like hyperlized. It's like hyper, like it,
it's, yeah. It's so like now that I'm in a place in my life where like I don't need, you know, obviously it's really hard to get on the internet and not go, that person's doing something cooler than me, that person's like better looking, that guy's taller than me.
I had to distance myself from that because I you start to compare, and that's like a downfall, you know. It sucks.
It's a bad feeling.
And I don't think I'm the best or anything, but I do get sad when I, you know, there's just so much competition and so many amazing artists out there. It's hard not to be hard on yourself.
Dude, I have no artistic talent whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. Like, I can't draw. I can't, you know.
But you're a beautiful soul, and that's all that counts.
Oh, yeah. That's going to get me paid to walk into a room. Yeah, I can't do any of this, but I'm super nice. You know what I mean? But fucking, like, I wish that I could. I follow so many like artists and like people that
you do cool shit. You have a good sensibility though, for like, you have an eye, which is very important,
which is it is, but at the same time I wish that I could physically like create some of those things that I see.
Are you musically inclined?
Dude, here's the thing. I can do everything very mediocrely.
Okay. Like almost the basics of everything.
Like,
which is pretty cool.
It's fine. I can talk to anybody about like fucking most shit. You know what I mean? But like, I don't have anything that is like particularly special. Mm. And like, so, you know, besides like, creating like this stuff and doing this stuff, which like, I guess is special, but it's also like, I wish I had those individual things that are like
your main focus.
Yeah. Like I don't have that.
Right.
And so, when I'm watching all these people like shoot fucking movies and take photos and fucking create like inner, like 3D art, like it's like, I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm not good at anything. You know what I mean? You know? And like, but at the same time, like those dudes are probably like, fuck, I wish that I could do this thing.
Yeah, it's true. We're all kind of envious, whether we admit it or not, we're all envious of each other because we all have our own special thing.
And
some people try to be virtuosos and do everything, you know?
And try to fucking
some people accomplish it, but if you don't have the fucking time, the resources or the means,
Which
man, you know, it you just can't do certain things.
And then you get stuck on your phone and end up doing
I always wanted to play the drums, but we lived in apartments or like two bedrooms, and I just couldn't. I didn't have a garage. I can't play the drums.
Can't fucking play the drums. And now, dude, who knows? Maybe one day this shit will fucking buy your ass a house and you have a fucking drum room.
Totally. Maybe one day, but I don't want to play the drums anymore. I don't.
Dude, let me tell you, it's the worst. It's the least rewarding part. Like, you have to carry all your shit.
Fuck that.
You have to like fucking set up. Like, you have to like do physical shit and like. And then once everybody's done, unplug. Yeah. You have to fucking sit there and do
Nobody helps you.
Well, because I grew up playing in band. You know what I mean? That's how we got.
I felt bad for the drummer every time.
All the time. It does help with
especially when you're kind of fucked up and you just want to get the fuck out. Oh, yeah.
Did you bring a cymbal? And you're like, I did my part. Yeah. You know, like, I did my fucking part. So
get the smallest tom.
Yeah, right. And you just move it in and then you're fucking, I can go now.
Yeah.
But so after that, after you fucking started stealing all that shit, getting all that stuff ready, like,
oh, we're coming back now.
Oh yeah, we're gonna come back.
Cool.
Yeah, and like, how did you start like getting like work out of it?
That's the thing, I didn't take it serious at all. But what's crazy is that camera, like, my mom, everything was a Kodak moment for my mom. She was the one that was constantly taking photos, but I didn't know what art was. I was very naive and I was uneducated. I was a hoodlum, you know. I didn't become educated until I went to college, I didn't understand. Semi went to college. I went for like almost 3 years. So I have some understanding of culture in the world, and I'm pretty informed, but I was just dumb, you know, we did things, but my mom was always slightly creative now that I think about it. And she just was always setting, like, dressing us up, and my mom would put wigs on me and think it's funny and take pictures. Yeah. And, you know, me and my sister showering together in a bathtub when we were little, and she was just constantly taking pictures, but I didn't take it serious at all. And I just kind of left the medium because I started to get into music. So I got a keyboard and I was really into Under Oath, and the keyboard just looks so cool.
Dude, I just shot a video for the Almost.
Still making music?
Did you listen to the new Under Oath album?
I didn't.
It's fucking awesome.
I just started to come back to all this music. Yeah. You know why? Because I got hired to go on tour with Bring Me the Horizon. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, wow, these guys are still.
How did that happen? Because I saw that and I was like, look, those dudes are like, I was like, those dudes.
Even know they were still around or alive.
I was
honestly
like, yo, these dudes took a chance. Like, and it fucking was awesome. I was like, and that's the fucking thing, you get all these dudes that do DSLR, they capture every fucking moment, they capture everything. And they took a chance with you.
They took a huge gamble and it was very expensive
and it looked fucking it made me like pissed that I didn't think of that first.
Yeah, I didn't know that I could go on tour. Now I'm going on tour with Ghostmane.
Yeah,
and it's just all these people are offering, and some other just other bands have reached out since that, and it's like, wow, like, I guess I could be like a tour, like, even though I shoot 35, like, I guess.
I think if you stick to what you say that you're gonna do and and the expectations are what you are gonna do.
I just told them personal backstage moments. I don't want to get live shit at all. That's not what I do.
Great.
I can't capture movement in that way. I'm very portraiture, you know, very still, setting up kind of moments and stuff. I like to kind of have my own voice in my images. But I can't do live music shit at all. That's not something I know how to do.
Look, I think that there's a different...
Some people are like, I can't...
It's a different brain.
It's a different thing.
It's a different brain that thinks that way.
Totally.
And I think the thing that what was really cool about the Bring Me the Horizon tour was that it... I think, again, you set another fucking... another milestone.
Totally.
And another fucking, like,
I did it so differently, and it was just such a different vibe and feel.
I can't believe, like,
I helped them a lot.
I think that you did.
Yeah.
I personally think.
I rebranded them online. They didn't know what they were doing online. I literally curated their whole Instagram. I deleted everything. I was like, you guys, a lot of your past shit looks like shit. And they had shit from like the MySpace days where just the images look like shit. You don't look like that anymore, Oliver. Like, you're a man now.
Right.
Like, you look like, I was like, you look so much better now. Like, let's fucking start over. Like, this is a new era.
Right.
So they gave me their password. I took over their Instagram.
So they asked you to go on tour with them?
Initially, Years ago, I got hit up by Drop Dead. They're like, hey, we really want you. You know, Oliver found your work on Tumblr. Like, we want to work with you. But I was in LA and they're from fucking Sheffield, England, which is, I found it's a steel town. If you look at your forks and knives, it says Sheffield. Uh-huh. They make, they're known for making forks and knives.
Like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's, they're just this huge metal fucking industrial like country or part of London, England, whatever. I don't know much about London and England.
I don't know much about geography.
Yeah, geography.
Like, that's the one thing where I was like, I don't know anything about
and
that.
I don't want to learn. Fuck it. Like, yeah, I'm happy where I'm at. I think I'm at the best place in the world, so it's fine. But no, they wanted to hire me for Drop Dead to do a lookbook because they saw what I did with Ben Trill and Coca-Cola, and they were like, whoa, like, this is really cool. Like, we want something similar. And then 2-3 years pass, and the, Oliver hits me up like, hey, I'm going to be in LA. We're finishing up our record. Like, I want you to shoot something for Drop Dead. And I was just like, oh, wow, it's finally come around. And I was just like, I'm down. I wasn't doing anything. I had just come back from my hiatus. I like was, you know, dealing with very dark stuff, you know, drugs family shit me kind of, you know, because I what I do, it makes money, but there's moments where I'm not making anything. So I have a day job. I work with autistic adults and teenagers. It's just like another passion of mine. I agree, and I rent this like crazy hotel in the ghetto in mid-city, and I just get a bunch of kids and I shoot their lookbook in a fucking shitty hotel and around the streets and stuff. And Oliver sees the way that I work, and I'm very ADD, and everything that I do, like I curate.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. You know, I got to witness it. Yeah. And so, which was great. Like,
I don't, a lot of people rely on their subjects. Like, it's like, no, like I need to, it's like, I'm almost like the puppet master, and people are like my supply, like my tools, you know, and I like to kind of place everything's like a painting to me, like, but IRL, you know what I mean? So I just kind of like, he was just watching me work and was just like, you know, he's like, I just think the band is so uninteresting and we're boring. And he's just like, I just see the way that you work, and I think it could be fun if you just tell us what to do.
Yeah, I think that they, that dude, and that is exact, and what that did right there was that, again, at that moment, changed a lot.
I saw a lot of bands kind of doing what we were doing.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Like, it fucking, they're like, oh shit, this looks, you know what I mean?
And I was shooting everything with my iPhone and shooting backstage stuff with my iPhone and stuff. And it was just very intimate and personal.
Dude,
and
which just goes to show, again, like, for anybody that's listening, they're like, I got a good camera. I got to get the right thing. I got to get do this right thing. It's like, dude,
you work with what you have. It's like, it really is like, everybody's constantly asking me what I work with. I'm just like, dude, you can't teach time, because photography is so much about your eye and timing. You can't teach that. Mm-mm. You know, you just have to be someone that's very, I'm very observant, and like my attention to detail is sickening, you know what I mean? Like I observe,
drive you crazy.
It drives me nuts. It
drives
you know,
me fucking crazy, right? I know
and like I said,
feeling.
You have an eye as well, I could tell. It's just
nuts.
if we're very observant people, like I'm exhausted every day because I'm such a people watcher. I love watching people's mannerisms, and just I love to stare, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm not someone that, I don't talk a lot about myself or things. I'm just so observant, you
but
know?
I can tell because you're good at it right now, because like, I'm giving you a platform to do so, because you have a lot of opinions and like a lot of thoughts about yourself, which is great, but you never get asked to.
I don't,
dude, like, there's
I
no
don't.
Like, where are you gonna fucking just talk to somebody and be like, anyway, I did that.
But
and
I've said no a lot because I'm not the type to do that, but because I love what you do, and like I was like, Morgan's fucking cool.
Well,
like,
look,
you're so cool. I was like, I'm gonna do it.
Well,
like,
look, dude,
I was talking to friends. I was like, I was like texting all my close friends, was like, oh, I got asked to be on a podcast and I don't know if I want to do it. And I sent you a DM last night trying to cop out, and then I unsent it.
Did you really?
Yeah. I unsent it because you didn't see it.
Dude, and that's why I think it's important to do this, because I think there's a lot of people that listen to this that do feel like you.
Yeah. I'm honestly like, if you want to know the truth, I'm like the sticky kid. I was like that dorky kid that just kind of like wanted to be cool so bad. And
I think everybody does.
Yeah, I think
dude,
we all do.
Everybody does. Like, It's not, that's not
which
like,
is why I created my own world. Yeah. So I could be like the cool person in the world I create. Yeah. You know?
And I think that that is like a really inspiring thing for, you know, you work with fucking, you help people all day. Mm-hmm. And like, I think with your work, which is why it's, you know, which is why it's wild that some people are like, fuck this, because it like helps so many other people.
I don't limit myself to anything. And there's just people that are, they set boxes and they're constantly hitting the glass ceiling because they don't fucking step outside the box, or they're just sheep, you know?
You care when people are like fucking,
I'm such a fucking purist, man. Like I really am. Like it's just a lot of people. The way that they approach art, whether it's by association or wanting to be aesthetically pleasing or not taking risks, like it bothers me. But then again, it's like I don't need to compare or think about what other people are doing, you know?
Right.
And I've learned that with age, and now I just don't give a fuck, and I stay in my own lane.
A lot of things that I figured out are because of age.
Yeah,
it's a lot because I got older. Your brain changes.
I tell kids all the time. I was like, "Wait, you're how old?" And they're like 17. I was like, "You have so much life."
17 is a fucked up time.
It really is.
It's so fucked.
We're finding ourselves. We're going through puberty. We're thinking about the world. We're thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about what we're gonna do, what we're doing, what we want to do, what's cool, what's not cool. Like, do I look good? Oh, I have this fucking zit on my nose. Shit.
I remember I didn't go to school one day because I had a and my parents are like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Know, because they're older, they like understand that none of that shit fucking matters.
It's true, it doesn't. And I tell my sister, I was like, who cares what they think about you and what they say? Like, that shit's not gonna matter in like 8 years.
It
like
fucking doesn't
and
matter.
That's what I'm saying. When I get DM, like I love talking to my audience, and like it's very well-rounded, but I do like talking to the kids because like I like to be a role model in some sense. And
I think which is wild, because if their parents would see your page, they would be like, that guy's how the insane. Fuck, how the fuck would this dude be good for you to talk to?
Because
and I think what you're doing is important. That's important. It's fucking important. And like what we're doing is important, because like it's so much deeper, and it's so much like,
I just think what you're doing is definitely important, because you guys are definitely standing out with like what's happening right now. There's just so much of the same shit. That's why I was so happy to see what you guys were trying to accomplish, and it did accomplish, you know?
Well, that's, and same with you. And that's that's why you're here. That's why you're sitting here. And that's why I'm fucking bringing in people that I really like and like think are
I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
But I have like as much respect as you have for me. I have a lot of respect for you, Babs, and
TJ.
TJ.
Yeah. What, sorry, everybody always forgets one
I
of us.
Kept forgetting TJ's name when we shot. I kept forgetting his name for some reason, but everybody, he was sweet.
Yeah, everybody always forgets one of us, which is fair because it's three people. Like, how the fuck? I don't remember one. You know what I mean? I meet fucking 100 people a day. I'm like, anybody.
Let's get back on track. What you were saying. Sorry, I cut you off.
I forgot what it was. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't
matter. I want to know, like, what. I think that everything that that people, now that they've heard you speak a little bit, could look up about a little bit of your past. I think that that is important. I read a couple articles, and I think that there's some gaps that we missed that you can absolutely look up at, where you talk about some of the things that like I skipped over, because I think it was less about feelings and more about like
what's something that you kind of want to tell me.
Well, I want to ask what this is, you know, basic shit, but actually really important to me, because like, I want to know what is the least favorite thing that you've worked on, and like the most favorite thing that you've worked on, and like why that is. Because I mean, I have my personal opinions on like things that are like, people are like, that's great. Well, I hate that.
Right. We're all so particular. And there's just things that I don't like, but there's times where I have to compromise and I'm just like, I need money right now. You know, I get asked to do so many random things, and I'd rather be broke than have someone say, oh, this is by Pretty Puke. You know what I mean? Because I know I need to.
Do you ever just say, don't tag me?
Yeah. A lot of the times I'll just like, if I'm getting hired, especially to do press kits and stuff, I don't have to promote or anything, because they're just essentially just paying me to have my look. Yeah. And I just kind of like, especially when you sign contracts and stuff, it's like, I can't really do anything with the images anyway. So it's like, it's all on them, whatever they want to do.
But I mean, like for something.
But I just tell them when they ask, and I'm just like, I don't really care. Because I really do want an organic following.
Sure.
So I don't want to be popular by association. I just want people to find me, you know?
Right.
And if it's meant for you to find my work, then that it's destiny.
Well, because there's plenty of people that you've shot for.
So many big names.
None of them are on your feed.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and that's like a really, really cool and really impressive.
I'm a purist. I don't care. Great. Like, I've worked with so many big rappers and so many big names, and I never post. And I don't, and even in my story, like, I never cared to take a picture with famous people. And it's just like, I just don't care about that stuff. Like, I just care about art and people being authentic and loving what they do and wanting to, you know, kind of put out just real shit into the world. And like that. Hey, TJ. I remembered his name.
Yeah, you remembered it.
Come here. We were just saying how I was forgetting your name constantly, and you walked in. I was like, there's TJ. So I was happy that I remembered your name.
I forgot. Where are we at, Andrew? On how many?
I know. How much time do we?
You guys are at 40.
You
guys got comfortable and louder.
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay. We got, how long were you in here for? 41?
49.
Okay, ooh, cool. Wow.
Okay, cool.
You really did it.
Yeah, let's keep talking.
Cool.
It's going well. Which I was very skeptical about. I was like, what the fuck am I going to say? I'm like, kind of not. I am interesting, but not that interesting.
I think that that's a personal thing in your head.
That's
like,
true.
That's your head telling you that.
Yeah.
Because I think that everybody listening,
I'm so
to this,
self-conscious. Dude. People don't know that. I have so much anxiety. I'm so self-conscious. And even though, like, that's what I'm saying to people. Like, they think I'm like this cool, weird, fucking insane dude, but I'm so like chill and normal. And like, I live vicariously through people like you.
That was my impression of you. You know what I mean? Mm. I was like, oh, dude, this is going to be either going to go one way or going to go fucking the other. And like, usually what I find with people that I like a lot, they're not who
they betray themselves
to be. Their brain is.
Okay, what
you know,
exactly.
Like, they're not like who they're like, your brain is different than who you are in person. Your brain is all of the things that like you think about and can put out there in the world, and you as a person are reserved and nice and kind and friendly. And it's like, and I think that makes, is that what makes, you know, maybe that's what makes an artist
that,
you know?
I mean, I think you're right. I think that's what makes an artist, and people are always shocked by it, but yeah, it's crazy. Our minds are so powerful. I was thinking about that, and it really dictates just how you navigate the world. And it's so scary sometimes because like it's like, what stops me from just like our minds are so in control sometimes. Like, what stops me from just like getting a knife right now and stabbing you in the fucking neck, right? Like,
just fucking do it. Yeah,
like, but that's what's scary.
Yeah,
it's like our minds would just switch one day, and like I could just jump out the fucking 11-story window right now.
I think about it every day. No, but here's the thing: nobody talks about it. And like, I think a lot of the thing, your images like really speak to that. I think your images really, really speak to like those like, what if, you know, those dark places in our minds that like we don't like to say out loud and we don't like to talk about.
I just
about.
Have no inhibitions, and especially with the internet, it's just like, and someone like me where I'm not constantly like presenting myself to the world, like myself. So I wanted to create work that really spoke for itself and had no limits and was just very transgressive and just very loud, you know, and
is loud.
Yeah,
it is like
even
like,
if I'm taking a picture of like a Twix bar, I'm gonna fucking make sure, like a Snickers or something, I'm gonna make sure it's somehow fucking weird or creepy or
yeah. I mean, like, do you think about stuff like when you're going to like, this is why I can't sleep, and I think you touched on it a while ago.
I have to take like tons of melatonin to sleep. Yeah. My mind just doesn't shut off.
Yeah. And it's like, do you ever think before you start going in and shooting, you're like, this is what I'm going to do, or like, this
yeah,
is what
I'm doing. I have, like, I think in picture, like, I think in still, like, I think, like, my mind is like, I guess, like, I see through, like, every, it's like a, like, as if I was looking at my iPhone and I'm like looking through a cracked screen.
Yeah.
So, like, the way that it's like, when I told you, like, I don't think in a linear sense, it's very choppy, or I think in like still images. So, even when I was going to shoot you guys, like, I had a mental idea of like, a few curated things that I wanted to do, and everything else was just organic and us vibing.
Yeah, I think.
But I always do have a sense of like what I want to accomplish out of every shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We all work in a very different way, you know. And when people try to ask you, and I'm sure it happened, like when they try to ask you how you do things, it's like you can't. It's like our minds work so different. Like even if I were to tell you, you wouldn't be able to do
this,
it.
This was the thing. Why
with like guitar, it could be any medium. Any you know, medium. Yeah.
Well, this is the why I didn't
people don't understand that.
I didn't even really want to get into like the how'd you start, how'd you do this thing, because we get that. That's what we get.
Yeah.
And it's like you can look it up. Like you if, could look like, it you up. You could look it up. But I wanted like if people really wanted to do like a cool interview, they'd be like, "How are you doing today?" Yeah. You know, like, what are you dealing with, like, today? Like, what's been fucking going on? Like, what?
Heavily medicated and sad a lot, but happy to be alive as well.
Yeah. Is that where you're at?
I'm growing up, man, and I have, you know, I'm a dad.
Are you?
I have two kids, actually.
Really?
Casper and Romeo.
Get the fuck out of here. I swear. Really? No,
yeah.
How old are they?
One's 5 and the other one's 2. It wasn't planned, but you know what? It definitely changed my life. And it's very cliche to say, but
it's not actually.
Everybody says that, like, "Oh, my kids changed my life." But no, I really saw the world in a different way, and it humbled me, and I was able to not be so reckless.
Did it impact your work in any way?
It did, and which is why I was very into photographing salacious work, like just nudity and crazy moments with girls or guys. And I just was like, I don't want to be known for that anymore. And I did that for 10 years, you know, and there's been an influx of imitators and like wanting to do what I've already, and not to say what I've already done, because I'm very inspired by people like Dash Snow and Larry Clark and Terry Richardson who have done, you know, my work is just like, it's just like an embodiment of things that I like, you know? So it's like not, I don't think that I'm creating the fucking wheel. I have a particular sense of what I like and I just put it all together in my own little world.
And they're how old? 2 and 5.
2 and 5? Yeah.
Is a 5-year-old, like you show him?
He's, I mean, in school he wrote, "My dad likes to take weird pictures." Because I make him do weird things, and he's just like, he doesn't get it, but his birthday is going to come up and I'm going to get him a camera.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And oh, I think great. I want to see, he is creative and he loves baseball and Star Wars and Cuphead. He's just a kid.
So like,
you know?
Kid stuff.
He loves kid stuff, but I do want him to be an artist in a sense. And if he doesn't want to be an artist and wants to be like a fucking accountant or like a baseball player, then fucking do it, you know. But I'm gonna push the creative side on him as much as I can.
Do you think that, like, are you ever worried about like when they grow up and they're like, what did you?
I don't. I mean, like, you know what? Like, I'm actually, there's so much change happening. It's slow, but you know, the times are changing, and I think the kids might be all right because they're just growing up in a world that's so accepting, and there's just a vehicle and an audience for so many things. So, you know, I back then it was like if you were gay or transgendered, it's almost like harder to talk about or find your community, or people were so much harder on you, and now it's so easy to go online and find.
Great.
Millions of kids that are queer or transgendered or fucking robot, like, you know,
just fucking weird,
but cyborgs.
Yeah, it's just like weird. You can find
you can find your community, and I wish I had that as a kid. So now when I find these kids that seem so lost, I'm just like, find your community, stick to it, and whatever you like, just build on what the fuck you like.
That was what's so important and so cool, and brings it back around.
So
the first thing that you were saying is like, a lot of these kids will never know what it's like to have that feeling of like uncertainty about meeting up with somebody that you've never met and like know anything about them because they know everything. Then that's like, that's
people
something.
Come in thinking they already know you, and
dude,
it's scary.
I know. And then we have like, people will ask me about like my dog and like things like my girl, like in my family. And I'm like, how'd you fucking know? Oh yeah, because of this.
Post it.
And like the.
So you were shocked I was a dad, because I don't care to post a lot about my life or what I look like or what I'm doing. So when I told you I was a dad, your eyes lit up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's awesome. It's my dream.
Yeah.
It's like my.
You should have it. I think it's a beautiful thing.
I think it's like one of the coolest.
Especially that. Once you're older, I think
you're 35.
Okay, yeah.
So, I'm like ready,
so if you're in your 30s, you're ready for sure.
Yeah, and like,
and
I mean,
if it doesn't happen, then fuck.
Nah, it'll happen. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I need a little. You know, I need.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
She wants kids. So I think we're.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And you're in a. I think you're in a very cool place right now in life where you can kind of be a dad and
be
creative.
I think that like that would be, and like the same thing that you were talking about is like, I don't like sports, like I don't like any of that shit. I know, you know, like I it's
not
just me. Not me, but if that's what they wanted to do,
yeah,
then I would be a fucking sports dad. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, then I would be like at games, like with
cheering
fucking,
them on.
You know what I mean? I think it's
biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, if they're gay, fucking trans,
doesn't matter.
Fucking, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's like they're your blood, and you're gonna accept them no matter what.
And again, I think internet. That's the amazing thing about it. Like,
yep. That's the beauty of it too.
The beauty of it. You have a fucking kid in the Midwest who like nobody in his town. Nobody in their town is fucking like them, but they can find somebody and then they can go and move their life and go and get in where you fit in.
It's true.
That's always what's been my thing, is just like get in where you fit in. My best friends don't like any of this shit that I do. my best friends like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my best friends, like they don't understand like what they don't
world
understand
at all.
They don't understand it, and I don't expect them to, because it's not why I like that. It's like I do have friends that are like, you know, in
it's good to have bands. Friends outside of your circle,
and
it's good for you,
dude. I learned so much about like different shit. Like I have like a lot of friends. Some of my best friends like love to read.
Mm-hmm.
I like literally have read like two books. Like I like don't like reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've tried it. Like it's just, you know. And I think sometimes it's great.
I love reading highlights and comments and memes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's easy for, but like for them, like their days, like, you know, reading and Dungeons and Dragons, and like it's just such a different lifestyle than what I live, which I'm, you know, really envious of.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like just completely different from what I, and which also makes me realize that everybody's just so fucking different.
So different.
So different.
So different. And that's the beauty about our world. And it's just like, I'm a people person, and I get excited when I meet someone new.
You wouldn't
and
know
I,
that by your socials.
Really?
No. You wouldn't know that by like by your socials at all.
People think I'm literally insane, or I fetishize everything, or I'm just like sex pervert, or like just this freak. But that's the beauty of it. It's like I show you what it's like. Everybody, you show people what you want them to see,
mm-hmm.
or like you're able to curate
everything. your own life,
which is why I see Pretty Puke as a really cool outlet for me, because like I get to balance a very normal life as a father and as a very altruistic person by doing my charity work and helping, you know, the less fortunate, and then I have my art to play around in and kind of like fuck with people, you know.
I think it's really great. Here's like, you know, as for somebody that like would just see your stuff on the internet, would never know that side of you, and I think it's important, because
but
I think
now I've exposed it because
of you. I know. I blew your cover. You're actually nice. You know what I mean? Like you're actually not a psycho. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You know, I mean, lost you a ton of work.
But people
like,
think I'm literally insane. That's why I don't get a lot of opportunities, I think, and I have. I burnt a lot of bridges because I'm easy to work with, but like if you're gonna compromise the vision that I have for the brand that I've built, I don't want to be associated with it.
Well, that's why I let you just do whatever you want. I was like, do whatever you want. Like, I'm not going to fuck with this process. Like,
yeah.
I knew
that you guys needed normal shit. And I knew exactly how I wanted you guys to look. And I just, you didn't have images like that online. I was like, why? It's called Emo Night and they're so grungy. Like, why do their press images look like this? They did need to work with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And well, I mean, that's what I like. There's a lot of pieces that are,
I was nervous to text you the images, by the way. I was very nervous.
I could tell, but yeah.
Told me Babs and TJ are very particular.
So we didn't. So I told TJ, I was like, hey, so there's this dude that like,
did you show him my work? And they were like, what the fuck?
I showed TJ. I didn't show Babs.
Okay.
Like, so
yeah, she would be like, no.
We waited till after she met you and after like she
took, I could tell she was kind of reserved with me in
the
beginning.
She was so, she was like, that guy's fucking awesome. Like,
really?
She was like, but she had never seen your page before.
Oh, wow.
She had never seen your page before.
And I would like, not think she would, by meeting her, I wouldn't think she thought I was cool.
No, she
at all.
Was like, that was great. Look, it went as smooth as
you were shocked.
Anything like, as I could. Everybody was
like,
was
it your best shoot?
Every image, they were like, they just, you know, we needed one.
Yeah.
Right?
I gave you like 20.
And so we just sent them all to the PR, and we were like, we sent them all, because they're like, we're like, dude, just pick
you
whichever.
Did?
Yeah. We're like, pick whichever one you want. They're all good.
You're lying.
I'm not. I'm going to ask TJ right now. Like, literally, everybody was fucking so pumped.
That's so cool. It makes me feel really happy that you guys are stoked.
Yeah, well, it's because you're good at your job, and you're good at your vision, and you're good at like doing that shit. And
I know what I like. I know what I want. And that's what I need. That's what people need to understand, is to not second guess themselves, especially kids. Like, if you like something,
it's okay.
Fucking
to
like it.
It's okay. To like it. Yeah, no, I
no
know.
One's going to judge you. You're going to find somebody in the world that likes the same thing that you do.
Dude, it's so hard for me to be like that sometimes, especially when we've got all this stuff going on. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to be like, I think this is really cool and I think we should do it, because sometimes, guess what? It doesn't work. Doesn't, you know what work. I mean? Sometimes it doesn't work, but at least we gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, I mean, has there ever been a time for you where you've tried something and it just fucking didn't?
Dude, I was very depressed on my work for a while because I wanted to just reinvent myself, and I think I did, you know? And like, again, what I feel like I've been very grateful for too, and what's kept me relevant again, because I was doing it for so long and I didn't do something that was going to bring me back. And then what happened was Little Peep came into my life. And I guess I was like one of his favorite photographers, and he moved to LA and was living here. And this was in the beginning, before all the fame, everything. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I shot all the images for Hellboy. And when I saw him, he was really tall and just kind of like, he had this glow and just star quality. Dude, you beautiful
know,
smile.
When you meet somebody like that, you can tell. You know. Like, I saw Brad Pitt in Blick. And I was like, oh, God damn. Like, that guy's a fucking...
He has it.
Like, they just
you
have it.
You can tell when people have it. It's just this aura, mm-hmm. you know? And,
you can
and
tell.
I wish I had something like that.
The thing.
I do?
Yeah, totally. That's the fucking thing. Is like, you do. And I think a lot of people that would meet you would say that. And it's just... they don't know who you are. They don't know what you look like. They don't know all that stuff.
Like I said, I never go to the events or the parties or anything, because I'm very self-conscious and I like to hide.
Did you stop going?
I stopped coming out and just trying to be popular, you know? And as you get older, like I said, you stop giving a fuck, and I know what I like and what I'm into, so I don't need to try to like be someone I'm not, you know?
Well, I think that whole period where it was like very, 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 very big on Tumblr and very, like all over, that was a real like finding yourself phase.
I mean, but that's the thing. That's actually where I became. I was like one of the first photographers on Tumblr that actually blew up, because I was like an old man playing with kids. Yeah. Because Tumblr for this generation was MySpace,
right?
Yeah, so I was like this old man fucking playing with a bunch of teenagers and like putting this crazy work into the universe.
Yeah,
you know?
I think isn't it wild that like how. If you sit back and think about like exactly how much influence you've had on culture, and
what's crazy is that people tell me that, and I don't think so. But then when I really think about it, I have, especially with underground culture, I'm definitely a heavy hitter. And I think for this generation, I'm the old man where the baton has been passed. So I feel like, I am an influence in some sense.
I think that you're one of the biggest influences in this culture. Like,
I'm humble, but like I don't like to think in those terms. No, but people tell me that.
I just wanted to know,
like,
if you are aware. Like, if you're
I'm
like,
not aware, but I, like I said,
if
I,
you think about it, you're
I,
like
I, when I do sit down and think about it, like I said, I haven't, by just my DMs alone, like I have influenced a lot of kids, and like they, whether they want to replicate or in some sense are inspired by what I do and want to do stuff like what I do, I just always tell them just to keep shooting and keep, if you want to have a career in photography, just whatever it is you like, fucking just go in on what, even if it's puppies. Like, if you love puppies, just shoot a billion images of puppies, and you're going to find your own way of shooting puppies that's going to whether influence or impact a certain group of people. And that's the thing. Like, I create work and I put it out into the world, and it's not for any other purpose than just kind of like, I'm excited by it, and I like kind of just taking pictures. So I do it. And people that are destined to come into your life for what you do will come. So don't worry so much. You know what I mean? Don't worry so much about what you're putting out into the world, because like, you're going to find your audience.
I mean, if it's art, it's art.
It's art.
And
it's art.
And I think that is a really like, that is so hard for some people to understand. It's so hard for some people to be like, this image is art.
And we keep going back to that, but you know what? It's so true, because it's everybody is so, they second guess everything, and they're so self-conscious, and we keep coming back to that, but it's true in everything.
Well, I promised that we would keep this to 40 minutes, but we went a little
over. Did we go over?
Oh yeah, totally. We're like an hour or something right now.
We could stop.
Yeah, we're going to stop
There's, we had so much more to talk about, and I'm glad.
Well, we can do a round two.
We can do a round two.
I'm totally down to do a round two. Like, I guarantee, like, after this comes out, people are going to be like, I got to know more, and, like, it's going to
we'll
be
definitely touch base on more, but like I said, I want to thank you for the things that you said about me and even asking me to come in, and I honestly didn't know what to say or what you wanted me to say.
This is it. This was perfect.
But it was very casual, and you're great.
Thank you. So, you know how I feel about you. You know how I feel. That's why I asked you to do this, and I really appreciate you coming and everything that you've done for culture and taking pictures of us, and, like, again, like, that was a hard thing for me to ask, because, like, for somebody like me, I'm like, oh, this dude's fucking cool. Like, I think that things that we're doing, like,
I think I'm the least cool person.
There you go. And so, like, if anything, like, hopefully it inspired a bunch of people to work together that normally wouldn't do it. And definitely, hopefully we get some good art out of it, you know?
I think what we, we've created something special today.
Amazing. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming in. Again, if you guys missed it, I don't know. It's Pretty Puke. You can look him up. That's it. We're gonna end it right there at Pretty Puke. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to plug? Anything that we should have people look up?
No. Godspeed, everyone.
All right, guys. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Take care.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!